So here we are at Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Brendan Cole's brand new, brilliantly constructed show for 2017. It's called All Night Long, and this was performed at G Live on the 2nd of February. It's on a 2017 tour. Now, after Brendan's 2016 show entitled A Night to Remember, where he gave us all just that, we wondered how could he possibly top this. But with his 2017 show entitled All Night Long, I can guarantee you'll be wishing that it really would carry on into the early hours of the morning. It really is a brilliant show. From start to finish, this production is of the highest standard, and it simply pulsates with power and energy. There's a mixture of modern and classic choreography, resulting in distinct and divine dancing, all superbly lit and staged. This show really does offer the perfect mix for a modern and traditional audience, and it adds more than a sprinkle of Strictly Stardust for those watching it live on stage. It really is pure magic throughout. Now at the helm of this, of course, is your very favourite Strictly Come Dancing professional, dancer, the bad boy of ballroom, Brendan Cole, who as ever has created some outstanding choreography for himself, partner and his multi-talented dancers. And they wow us quite literally with the sheer variety of ballroom and Latin dances throughout the evening. Now each dance is very different, some dynamic, some soft and yieldingly romantic, but each are very involving and at times very emotive. Now the show, this is a show where you really, the audience feel involved, not only emotionally as you're moved by the dancing, but also you're going to be encouraged and indeed you'll want to clap along, move your head and feel the rhythm as the pure energy pulsates all around you. Now Brendan Cole is not only a dynamic and vital dancer, but he's also a wonderful host. He's simply brilliant with the banter, always engaging so well with the audience, ready with a joke and a witty quip. You really feel he wants to involve the audience. He talks to us all between dances and songs, and we go from dramatic to sensual to upbeat in terms of dance. The atmosphere is very convivial, and this is due to Brendan's winning personality and that of his trusty musical director, Barry Robinson. Now in this show, not only do we get to enjoy the highest quality of dance that we know Brendan and his cast can deliver, but also in this year's tour, we get to see some of Brendan and his co-stars' hidden musical and singing talents, which is a wonderful addition, and that really blended in well to a show packed full of variety. You're definitely going to be in for some wonderful surprises. Now for fans of the show Strictly Come Dancing, you'll be in seventh heaven with all the glorious and glittering costumes, resplendent with sequins, feathers, shimmering array of colours. It really is a delight for all the senses. And as Brendan says, the show has a ludicrous amount of quick costume changes, and none more so than one of the first numbers, where the speed of the dress changes surpasses even the speed of the famous skirt removal from the Eurovision Song Contest winners Bucks Fizz. Remember that? Now, of course, if you're looking for fizz, you're going to get plenty of this with all the lively Latin numbers throughout, performed at high speed and to the highest standard. The ballroom numbers were just gorgeous, and in some of the numbers, you very much feel that sort of Strictly feel where you have two couples dancing around the singers. And again, this year, the two singers at Brendan's regular collaborators are Ian McKenzie and Julie Maguire, and they are simply stunning vocally. Both in their solos and their duets, they really shine. Now, as Brendan said, the music really is so important to the show, and the choice is wonderful as well. All Night Long, Fields of Gold, Skyfall, and much more. It all blends together so well. It's a show that really flows, and it's super slick. Now, as Sir Bruce Forsyth might have said, I have my favourites, but in terms of dances, it's very hard to pick one, because they're all so distinct and impressive. But for me, the Argentine tango was really up there, packed full of drama, as well as being hugely seductive. The Paso Doble almost set the place ablaze with its drama. I'll let you see that for itself. But if you're more of a foxtrot, waltz or an American smooth person, then you would definitely be in your element. Accompanied with the big band sound and the vocals of Ian McKenzie, it really doesn't get any better. Now, Brendan this year had a really wonderful dance partner, Faye Huddleston, who was simply magnetic to watch, particularly in the ballroom. She just totally shone throughout. She was very natural and wonderful to watch. Now, Matt Harris and Victoria Burke performed a ravishing rumba, which was outstanding. Crystal Maine shone in her solo lead, and I was also drawn to the flexibility and suppleness of Sally Rose Beardle, particularly in the piece entitled Screens. Now, Craig Jones and Michael Johnson were also particularly strong throughout, proving just how flexible and versatile dancers they were. There was nothing that this cast seemed they could not do. Now, you can always be sure in a Brendan Cole show that the production values will be very high, but in All Night Long, it really does exceed his previous show. And just when you think it couldn't get better, it totally exceeds your expectations. Now, it really is a quality production from start to finish. The dancers put their heart and soul into this show, and the choreography is to the very highest standard, executed to perfection by the cast. The band is hosted by Barry Robinson, complete with a brilliant horn section, great percussion, guitars, and the keys, all outstanding. Now, like me, I know you wish that the show would want to go on all night long, but you can get along there and enjoy it. So get your dancing shoes on and quick step your way to the next venue that Brendan will be at. It's going to be the New Victoria Theatre in Woking, in Surrey, on the 12th of February. So to book for that, do go to www.atgtickets.com/venues/new-victoria-theatre. And to find out where else Brendan's going to be on the tour near you, go to his website. It's www.brendancole.com/all-night-long. So that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for the amazing All Night Long show starring Brendan Cole and his dancers.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Want to listen to the sound of Surrey live? Couldn't be easier. Download the Brooklyn's Radio app right now through Google Play or the App Store to listen to us anytime, any day, anywhere.